So, I just pulled up outside, and I got a bit of a problem. Yeah, it looks like our neighbor was over here. Oh no, I think she's our neighbor. She went next door. She's our neighbor. Okay. What was she doing over here? Interesting. I mean, does she always misplace her mail? Like, I don't know. I just feel like something that's not something people normally do. Yeah, that's interesting. So, like, what did you guys talk about? Oh, wow. It sounds like she was here for a lot longer than I would have thought then. I mean, no. It's just when I misplace my mail, it's a knock, knock, knock. Hi, how's it going? Can I get my stuff back? Do you have it? And then two fingers swinging. But it sounds like this little heifer just decided to sit down and just, till the cows came home, just bumping her jaw and everything. Wow. No, she also gave you a swift look up and down before she walked off. I mean, I love what I see, darling, but I don't like the fact that she decided. Does she know you have a girlfriend? Huh. Did you tell her, who we are? No good. No one needs to know that, Sith princess isn't exactly something I want to be known around in these parts for, but I have no problem using my death grip to just. Sorry, honey. I'm sorry. No, I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you with that. I just. No, you're right. You're right. Therapy. Therapy. Just need to remember to breathe in and out. All the other sisters don't know that I go to therapy. And only you could make me go there. Because I love you so damn much. But, Pardon? Well, honey, no, I told you I'm friends with all my exes. Yeah, every single last one of them. Well, I never told you this part, but I take flowers to their grave whenever I'm out on their planets. Pardon? Well, no, of course that's not going to happen to you, sweetie. You're such a darling. Like, I could never hurt you. You love me. Those silly heads, though. Here, can you pass me that water? Tasty. Those sweet, those, they didn't love me the way you did. Is there something in that water? Did she roofie you? Did she? No, I'm swirling it. No, I'm swirling it. No, I'm swirling it. Just want to smell. Well, I know it's odorless, but Sith princess, I have powers. I can. You're right. I don't have powers to be able to know if that's been poisoned or roofied. Did she make it for you? Okay. No, I mean, she could have just plopped it in. Okay. So, who is she? Okay. So she's going to college. It's great. Wonderful. So happy for her. Nice and young and cute. Super. Do you think she's cute? You think she's cute? Tell me if you think she's cute. It's okay. Like, I think people are cute. Jason Momoa. Super cute. Lola Bunny. Super cute. Who doesn't like Lola Bunny? Do you remember that girl from a Goofy movie? Roxanne. Super cute. Well, I mean, they're cartoons. I'm just pointing out things that are cute. Do you find our next door neighbor cute? Well, no, there's Jenny Ortega. Cute. I can keep going. No, I mean, like, she had long legs and she had a nice butt and she had nice perky titties and she had really, like, beautiful what? Well, no, just tell me, do you think she's cute? No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to choke you. I just, it's in my mind. It's on my hands. My hands aren't touching you. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Are you okay? Are you okay? Great. I'm sorry. But do you think she's cute? Why does this? It would make me feel so much better if you would just tell me how you feel about her. What do you mean? She's just a neighbor. She's clearly not just a neighbor. She's a neighbor who showed up here. Looked you up and down like the delicious man. What do you mean? No woman's ever looked at you. The problem is you have such low self-esteem. You do not realize how many people are actually staring at you and thinking, yummy. That's exactly what I was thinking when I asked you out. Jesus. No? Okay, well, I can tell you from what I saw as a woman, she was checking you out and she definitely would like to know more about you. Did you tell her about your girlfriend? Okay. Well, what did she say to that? Well, then she's nothing but a homewreck. Okay. No. 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 We're not going to fight about this. We're not going to let her do exactly what she wants to do. She wants us to fight. Wants us to fight. And if we start fighting, then ouch! Hit my hand. Sorry, you're right. I'm getting too upset. But she's... If she wants to break us up, then she would want us to fight. If we're fighting, then we're losing. And I'm not going to lose. Not to her. Is she a Jedi? I don't know. Like, just look at the motorbike that's outside. Look at it. Look at it. It looks Jedi-y. I don't know. She's got goody-goody written all over her. That is a good point. She was Jedi. She wouldn't be looking you up and down as if you were a piece of meat. So she might be a Sith. I can go to my boss and figure out who she is and get her sent away. And okay. No? No, you're right. We'll be neighborly. She can sit over there being a heifer. No. No, listen, I don't want to be pissed off mad about this. I don't. I'm getting there. We ain't got a problem, but we bout to have a problem, and I don't want to have a problem. So we are just going to have supper. Now, oh, your chain got caught, honey. Wait a second. Did she see your leg chain? Oh, thank goodness. No, that's a wonderful, wonderful excuse. Yeah, cosplay. I don't know, honey. I don't know when I'm going to be able to let you go. But, you know, if I let you go and the other Jedis find you and they try to rescue you, it's going to be an ordeal. We both have to, you said last week you left me and that you love it here. And I know you didn't think you were going to like it here, but, like, that goody-goody life wasn't good for either one of us. Well, no, I've never lived it, but I know it wouldn't be good for me, but it wasn't good for you. Like, you know, we did that battle, and it's been a very long time since I've had someone who was a worthy adversary of me. And God, I liked wrestling with you, and, well, no, I know you were trying to kill me, but that's why I locked you up, because if I unlock you, I have to kill you, and I don't want to do that. Which would you prefer? Would you prefer that I just have to start bringing flowers to your grave, darling? Or would you prefer to live and be okay? Well, no, I know you prefer to be unshackled, but I know, but you, luckily for me, you never grew in your force powers enough to be able to undo it. And the force field we have around here will also protect you and keep you in here. I don't want to have to put you into cryolysis. I don't want to have to put you to sleep. Just, can you settle down? Yeah, it's been a riling day for both of us. You're trying to get free from me, and I know you're not trying to get free from, I mean, get free from the shackle. And I am trying my best not to force choke this bit from through the, I know you don't like it when I curse. I'm working on it, honey. I'm trying. Listen here. I need to go take my lightsaber shaft and go clean it out. What? Well, I didn't kill that many people today. It was only about 50. Well, there was a battle. There was a huge battle over on... Okay, yeah. People are still pissed off about Tatooine. And there was a big rally, and we went over there to, like, settle it down, and it just got a little messy. It happens sometimes. You really, really need to calm the hell down. No, I didn't kill any Ewoks, okay? They're too cute. I stay away from those little teddy bears. Well, I can't help what someone else does, all right? Jesus, tap dancing Christ on a flipping cracker. Okay, all right. No, no, no. I'm going to go get my work done. I'm going to give you time to settle down. Supper smells and looks delicious, darling, as ever. I'm going to go get to my stuff. Mm. Aren't you a sweetheart? Hey guys, Zena Alexander here. So I did say I was going to go through what inspired me for these stories. And what inspired me for this story is, well, me, myself. It's me. I'm the problem. I am very jealous in relationships, and I'm actually in therapy for it, which is because of some stuff that has happened in the past. Real life, Yandere. I haven't hurt anyone. Thank goodness, but still something I battle with. And I thought it'd be fun for Revenge of the Sith Day to do a Yandere Sith Princess. Sorry if those who are like really into Star Wars are really upset about the non-canonology that I used there, but like it made me giggle and I wanted to do it. I want to do a special shout out to Stryker Prime. As Stryker Prime has been on our server on Discord and has been very active, and I really, really appreciate it. That and Sweet Little Tonberry Shuffle, I love you both so much. I'm going to try and make sure to shout more people out throughout each of these videos because I love you guys more than anything. I want to apologize about not uploading yesterday. I was going to upload this video yesterday, but then I realized it was May the 4th be with you, not Revenge of the Sith 5th. So apologies slightly. We are still doing 100 videos in 100 days, so there will not be another gap until we're done with this, and we'll see from there. Everybody who is on Discord, I will be posting a schedule soon of when I will be around for game nights. We are working on movie nights, but just for legal reasons, like I want to make sure all of my T's are dotted, or T's are crossed and I's are dotted on that one. But yeah, so anyways, guys, I love you more than bacon bits and butter. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!